unworthy. Gay, how happy we will be when the Savior comes from heaven, when his blessed face we'll see. I am listening every moment for the mighty trumpet sound. What a time we'll have together when the saints shall leave the ground. All our toiling will be over, all our sorrow and its pain. It could happen in a moment. Jesus Christ could come again. Could happen in a moment, any minute of the day. He could call us home to heaven, there forevermore to stay. Hold the fort a little longer in your struggle over sin. Trust the great commander's promise, he will surely. Más allá del sol, traveled onward. Set by trials and temptations sore. But my dear Redeemer, though he tests and proves us, yet will guide us safely to the other shore, far beyond the
good. precious, so I hope to be a blessing to you tonight.
Amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Philippians, chapter number 2. Amen. Philippians, chapter number 2. Starting in verse number 9. Philippians, chapter 2, verse number 9. 9 through down to verse 11. 3 verses. Philippians, chapter 2. The title of the message tonight: Every Knee Shall Bow. Every knee shall bow. Philippians 2, verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, Jesus Christ, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, tonight, God, I come before you very humbly. I'm so thankful to be in this good church and preaching here in this pulpit of this blessed, faithful preacher, man of God. I thank you for Pastor Mosley, his testimony, and his graciousness to let us come, our family, and hopefully minister to these folks and be a blessing to them, Lord. And now, God, I pray and ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I need you, Lord. Please give me prudence, discernment, and discretion to preach thy word according to thy will, and thy will be done, Lord, in the hearts and lives of these your people that we are so privileged to be here and preaching to today. God, if there's anybody struggling with sin, I pray they get that right. If there's anybody who's not saved, I pray that they get saved tonight, even on a Sunday night, even with the faithful crowd of Sunday nighters. Lord, there may be somebody lost. God, I pray for Mexico tonight. Lord, it's so many of those people that don't know Jesus Christ, and they're just wandering aimlessly in the dregs of false religion, empty tradition, Lord. I pray for Mexico. Help us, Lord, our family, to get to Mexico. If it be thy will, God, for this church to support us. Lord, they already support so many missionaries. And Lord, but perhaps just one more, God, would be a blessing to us. And Lord, in return, we could serve and work with them on their behalf, partnering with them for souls down in Mexico. For your honor and glory is what it's all about. And Lord, we thank thee for this truth that someday, very soon, God, every knee will bow. Looking forward to it, Lord. But there's a lot of people that need to be reached, Father, before it's too late. Now bless this sermon, God, for your honor and glory. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Folks, the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Where did Paul get this? Well, he picked it out of the Old Testament. This is a quotation from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 45 and verses 23 and 24. You will find these words. I have sworn, God says, I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. You'll notice two groups of people in that verse number 24. It says, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. That crowd is the redeemed. Yeah. And praise God, all of the redeemed one day will bow our knees knees and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. But it also talks about those that are incensed against him. Hey, they'll be ashamed, and they too will bow their knees and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so the Holy Spirit caused the Apostle Paul to put two and two together, or as it were, one verse and one verse together, whereby Jesus here is given, get this now, the same name as that of Jehovah God. This is a reference to the deity of Christ. God said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. And it's talking about Jesus Christ. That name of God that to the Jew is too sacred even to pronounce. The great I am, Jehovah, Yahweh, God Almighty, the Creator, the Sustainer, the King, the Holy One, the Savior, the Sovereign Lord of the universe. This is who God is, and this is who Jesus Christ is. Amen. He is God in the flesh. He is God with us. He is God acting for us. And these words describe how God has exalted Jesus Christ. That phrase, highly exalted, it says, wherefore God hath highly exalted. That can also be translated, he is literally super exalted. Amen. He's not just exalted, he is highly exalted. He is super exalted. It means he is exalted with all exaltation. That's a blessing. It means he's exalted in the most magnificent way, exalted beyond measure. It means to exalt to the highest rank and power, to raise to supreme majesty, to extol most highly. Thank God there's coming a day when every knee shall bow to the most highly exalted name of Jesus Christ. Folks, do we fully, truly understand just how awesome and wonderful our God really is? Do we fully understand the worship and the praise and the exaltation and the adoration and the adulation that is due to him? Folks, maybe you do. I hope you do. But there's a lot of people in this world that don't. But they will. They will, if by God's grace, a missionary could come and talk to them and tell them about Jesus. Now, scholars speculate and debate on what name is it talking about here when it says a name that is above all other. Is it Jesus? That every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord? Is that the name, or is it the word or the name Lord? He is Lord. Folks, listen, did you know that in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, chapter number 19 and verse number 12, it talks about a name that nobody knows. It says his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had, get this, he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Could that be the name? I don't know. I'm not going to debate or speculate about it. I'm just going to take it at face value that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth. Ladies and gentlemen, I was very proud when the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic came into fruition. The lieutenant governor of the state of Texas, Dan Patrick, made the statement, humanity won't change until it accepts Jesus Christ. Thank God for our lieutenant governor, and that's a true statement. Have you ever noticed how that in Hollywood, how flippantly and how frequently and how casually and how callously they take the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in vain? It's interesting to me because you never hear anybody say, oh, Joseph and Alda Smith, you Mahatma Gandhi, by Allah, I'm going to Buddha your little Muhammad Krishna. They never say anything like that, do they?
They take the name of the Lord in vain, because no one has ever been more hated more than Jesus in the history of the world. But nobody's ever been so loved as Jesus in the history of the world. Do you love him tonight? And here in Isaiah chapter 45, we find God making a vow. Now, let me tell you, God does not need to make vows. Every word that God speaks is true. Are you with me tonight? God cannot lie. He is never in error. He knows the beginning from the end. So there's no unforeseen circumstances that could make him change his mind. God's words do not need to be strengthened or reinforced with a vow. But God knows. He knows that we live in a world where promises are often broken. We are so accustomed to words that cannot be trusted. Amen. That we find it difficult sometimes to even believe the word of God. So for our sakes, when God communicates a promise that is of such supreme importance, he marks out his words here with a sacred vow. He said, I have sworn. Take in the weight of that. God himself reinforcing it with the strongest language. Folks, his supreme commitment to something that he wants every person to know for sure without a shadow of a doubt. And it's as if God is saying here, listen, if there's one thing that you can be certain of in this world, this is it. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Folks, do you understand that the first response of every one of us when we meet him face to face is to bow, fall on our knees and humbly bow. That act, the physical act of bowing before an inferior, by which we acknowledge and submit to a superior. That's what bowing is. By bowing the knee, the inferior one physically places themselves lower than their superior. By bowing the knee, the inferior places themselves in a position of vulnerability to any action by the superior. Now, this isn't something that's done very frequently here in America. We are proud, we stress the equality of man, but this was a common practice in the olden days, a common practice in the Bible days, and it's still, even to this day, in certain parts of the world, is still practiced. But I'm telling you, there is coming a day, unlike any other day in the history of the world. Every knee shall bow. And by the way, it says the second thing we'll do. First thing we'll do is bow. The second thing we'll do is we're going to confess him. Confess him. Him as Lord. When God exalts him, every created being will confess. Now that word confession means to agree with. It means to profess the same thing. To confess before God is to agree with God. Amen? And it is to profess what he has already spoken or said or decreed. This is an open, that confession is an open public confession. Amen. Folks, like Jesus said, those who confess me before men, I will confess before my Father which is in heaven. And confession is an important part of Christianity. Amen. It's an important part of our faith. Confession covers both doctrinal belief and daily practice. My doctrinal beliefs and my confession of faith are the same thing. They ought to be the same thing in our lives. And they are statements of my agreeing with what God has revealed about himself and about the world in which we live. When I confess my sins, I am agreeing with God that what I have done is against his will. It is wrong. He is right and I am wrong. And when we and the confession that is made in Philippians chapter 3, Philippians chapter 2, excuse me, we are agreeing with the statement. Would you agree tonight? He is Lord.
Amen.
He is Lord. And so that this combination, stay with me, this combination of tongues confessing and knees bowing gives evidence that of the idea of complete submission to Jesus, both in word and in action. Amen. Every knee will bow to one, the only one, Jesus Christ. Every knee will bow. This group will include those who are in heaven and those who are in earth. It will include the spiritual world as well as the human world. And there will be those who speak those words with joy, and there will be those who speak those words with sorrow. There won't be an argument. There won't be a recall or a recount. There won't be an inquiry, an investigation, or an impeachment. There won't be a demonstration or a protest. There won't be a riot or a coup. There won't be a poll or a survey. There won't be a ballot box. And there won't be mail-in votes. There won't be a strike. There won't be a challenge or a doubt or a difference of opinion. There won't be naysayers. There won't be resistance. There won't be oppositions, omissions, or holdouts. There won't be interviews. There won't be rebuttals. It won't be politicized, and it won't be fake news. There won't be exceptions, exclusions, or exemptions. There won't be contention, confrontations, contradictions, or confusion. There won't be defiance, disputes, distraction, disagreements, woo, or discord. It won't be Googled, Facebooked, FaceTimed or tweeted, and it certainly won't be censored. Amen. The whole world will agree on this one thing, the one thing, that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. Well, I needed that. During these days, nothing else will matter. The entire human race is a level playing field. Every one of us will bow before God. You can bow now. You can bow later. But sooner or later, you will bow. Every knee will bow. And by the way, last I checked, every person has two knees. Are born with two knees. Take that, you spoiled sports stars, athletes, NFL people want to take a knee and bow and disrespect my flag. Hey, they're the ones that don't have a clue. And you want equality? Hey, every one of us will be equal on that day. Amen. Every human, every man, every woman, young and old, black and white, and every color in between, rich and poor, Republican and Democrat, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, Catholic, Mormon, J. False W., Baptist, atheist, Jew, philosophers, humanists, Gnostics, mystics, psychics, and psychos, movers and shakers, Hollywood icons, A-listers, millionaires, billionaires, computer geeks, comedians, athletes, news anchors, pundits, progressives, liberals, every BLMer, amen, every doctor, lawyer, politician, president, and king, every VIP will bow to the M-I-A-I-O-P, which means the most important, all important, only important person. Every knee will bow to Jesus and every tongue will confess him. Are you with me tonight? Thank God. This is what we need. And they'll either do it with extreme joy or extreme terror. There will be some who bow because they are his. And there will be others who bow because they wish they were his. Which one are you? There'll be some there who in this world they call him Lord with their lips, but not with their hearts. They did not recognize him as their Lord, and he will not recognize them as his children. They won't be able to avoid him. They won't be able to resist him, ignore him, mock him, insult him, defy him, blaspheme him, neglect him, reject him, scorn him, pass him up, or pay him no mind. There is coming a day when everyone will acknowledge Christ as Lord, and it'll be the most public event ever. Everybody's going to acknowledge and affirm and agree he's Lord. There's no question about it. Amen. The resurrected, glorified saints, he's Lord. The damned souls of the lost, he's Lord. The holy angels, he's Lord. The doomed demons of hell, he is Lord. Everyone, every tongue, in every language, in English and Spanish and Chinese and Russian, Portuguese, Japanese, German and French, Italian, Arabic, Korean and Hindi, Swahili, Bengali, Hebrew or Greek, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. We are getting closer and closer to the day, my brothers, when Jesus is the supreme ruler of the universe. He already occupies the throne, but he has not yet brought the universe under his full authority. Not just yet. He's given us some time. Some time to go to Mexico and reach some souls. Amen. For God's glory. This day of grace in which we live, he's calling men and women to acknowledge him as Lord by choice rather than by force. Folks, and in that day, many will regret with bitterness. Why did I wait? Why did I wait? Why did I doubt? Why did I not believe? I thought about believing. Why didn't I become a follower of Jesus? You want to know the saddest of all? Why didn't somebody tell me?
Amen.
Are you listening? There's some pretty stiff knees. We're not surrendered. Amen. We're not bowing before him humbly now saying, Lord, I surrender, I submit my will, not my will, but thine be done. Tell me what to do. Show me where to go. I'll go. I'll tell them. How are our knees tonight? How often do we pray? How often do we bow the knee and pray? Lord, send more missionaries. Lord, send me. God, reach them with the gospel. Yeah. Folks, are you on the right side? Are you on the right side? The real issue is not if you will confess Jesus. The real issue is when. When? When you are physically alive? Or only when we face judgment, face God in judgment for our sin? Ladies and gentlemen, are we bowed? I'm so thankful. Somebody reached me with the gospel, and I remember that day. I bowed my knees before an almighty, holy, just God, confessed my sins, believed and accepted and received and trusted in Jesus Christ by repentance and faith, and he came in, the Holy Spirit washed away my sins with the blood of Jesus Christ and came in and lived in me and saved my soul. Amen. And there are still countless millions of people that are waiting to bow the knee in this life, if we'll just reach him, if we'll just go. Folks, what's the reason for all of this as I close? Why all the hullabaloo? What's the big deal? What's the motive? What's the purpose? Notice in verse number 11 of our text. To the glory. Are you listening? To the glory of God the Father.
Yes, sir.
Folks, at the end of the day, the Father ultimately gets glory.
Amen.
When the knees bow, when the tongue confesses, when a person gets saved,
amen,
God is glorified. Excuse me. Jesus, or God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. Have you accepted him tonight?
Amen.
Is he your Lord and Master?
Amen.
And Savior. If you die today, do you know for sure you go to heaven?
Amen.
But I've been in church many years. That's not the answer.
Amen.
Well, I prayed a prayer. That's not the answer. Well, I got baptized. I grew up in a Christian home. My dad, or my grandfather was a preacher. That's not the answer. Folks, everything. I'm looking forward to the day. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Would you bow your heads tonight? We have some praying to do, my friends. We need to pray for our spiritual health and well-being. We need to pray for the lost. We need to pray that God would use us for his glory and allow us to serve him. We need to pray, bow our knees, and confess our sins before God. Unless we get too lifted up in pride and too haughty, think, well, I'm an independent fundamental Baptist at First Baptist Church of Haldim City, Pastor Mosley. I've been a faithful church member for so long. I'm a deacon. I give. I say amen. I carry my Bible, King James only. Hey, listen, don't you get lifted up in pride. We are filthy, rotten, wicked sinners. By the way, preachers preached this morning about sacrifice. I beseech you. It's reasonable. It's proper. Have you bowed the knee in sacrifice? Our Heavenly Father, this morning, this evening, I pray for this invitation. If there's anybody that's been convicted, if there's anybody that needs you tonight for salvation, for getting right, whatever it may be, thy will be done, Father God, in this church and these people here tonight that you brought under the sound of my voice. God, we love you. I praise you. I thank you for being such a wonderful God. You're so kind and loving and forgiving and so patient with our stubbornness and our pride, our lack of service, Lord. We're lazy. God, I pray that you would catch a fire in this church and that they would continue to move forward even greater than ever before, Lord, giving more, going more, sending more. May it start with us. May it start tonight. Thank you for Jesus. We bow before him in our hearts. And even at this altar during this invitation, we pray it all in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed and eyes closed, would you stand to your feet? Heads bowed, eyes closed as the musicians play. God spoke to you tonight. If you need the Lord, would you come? Humbly bow the knee to the Lord. You need the Lord tonight. Are you saved? Jesus died for you. God loves you so much. Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. He'll save you today if you'll call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Where are you going to go? Do you know? When was the last time you told somebody about Jesus Christ? Are you a soul winner? Do you give your time and your resources that others might know?